Does he come to your house?
This podcast is intended for mature audiences only. This podcast will contain adult language and subject matter. It is not suitable for all listeners and ages. In no way does this podcast reflect the other contributors of Good Morning Gloucester, Gloucester Podcast, or Homiecast. Your personal discretion is advised.
Yeah. I like it when the girls stop by in the summer. Do you remember?
Good morning, Gloucester. It's Alicia Unleashed, episode 31. Woo! That's awesome. 31. It's great. So nice day out today. Finally, we have a summer day.
Well, it did rain this morning.
It did. It's kind of humid.
You just got to sleep in.
Kind of gross. No, I had to go to work. So we have a couple of guests here tonight. We have my sister who claims that she's going to be quiet, but we have Crystal Cox Sawyer in the house.
Hey.
we have Kevin Bacon. She's back.
Yay.
And we have B-Side.
What up?
Yes. So, obviously, what are we in? It's now June 28th. It's a Tuesday. We just finished Fiesta a couple days ago. And I've got some things to say.
Oh, I'm sure you do.
I've got some things to say, specifically towards Joey, but okay. Okay, so listen to the GloucesterCast. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I've said before, which Joey, I mean, he's a guy, so he only listens to half of the shit that women say anyway, especially me, right? So, I have said specifically before, I'm not talking about the traditions, such as the walking of the altar and all that stuff. Mind you, my family has been associated with that for a million and one years. My cousin Donnie Nicastro was the guardian. My uncles were in the St. Peter's Club. When I tell you, my dad walked it. When I tell you I have been surrounded in my whole life, I have been surrounded. I'm not just some person off the street coming in and putting in my 2 cents on Fiesta. I have just been the person that has been vocal and shedding some light on a part of Fiesta that I don't particularly care for. And I know a lot of people don't. And then Joey wants to just throw it out of proportion and be like, Alicia only calls it a drunk fest all the time. And I don't agree with that. No, I'm not taking away from the Mother of Grace Club and the walking of the altar and the greasy pole. I'm not talking about that. And I'm not taking away from that. So number one, know that. Because I've had my family, but I am telling you that I'm talking about the other side that we have. Okay, kudos. There was only 6 arrests regarding to Fiesta, and I'm sure, Joey, I am sure your poor little soul, it was probably nothing to do with alcohol, because why the hell would anyone be arrested due to alcohol? So Joey, I can probably assure you those 6 arrests was probably because, like, they probably, like, jumped in front of the altar at the parade or some shit. Yes, Joey, I'm making fun of your ass. That's what's happening, okay? So, and also on the last podcast, my half-assed disclaimer, what do I need to do? Change my disclaimer so I can fucking put in Fiesta too? Like, oh, and I don't offend the Gloucester cast and the fucking Homie cast and the fucking Fiesta cast. How about that? All right, this is all I'm talking about, Fiesta. It's gone now. It's over. But if you don't think I'm going to talk about the same shit next year, you're wrong. Because it's what's going to happen. Because I'm just going to carry it over. But anyway, that's it. That's it. I'm done. And not for nothing.
Not for nothing.
In episode 30, which was just 1 episode ago, when we had Sam Mooch's daughter on and we had Kevin Bacon here, we spoke very respectable about Fiesta.
Yeah, we learned.
We absolutely did. But let me tell you, Joey probably didn't listen to the whole thing because we started talking about babies and Fiesta babies, and he probably was like, shh, I ain't listening to this anymore.
We myth-busted some Fiesta greasy pole realness, too.
Like exactly.
Sam gave us some information that I actually used throughout the weekend, and I fucking, like, charmed the shit out of people for that. I was like, did you know that they actually can't rack their nuts on that pole because it's too big?
It's so funny. You say that because the first person that I saw fall that I would have imagined that, I was like, Sam told me that doesn't happen.
Sam said that they just know, they heard the squishy. They don't heard anything else, man. And also that there's a fence up there. Because I was out Thursday night. I started at Stone's, and we weren't planning on going down there. And then we did because my friend lives somewhere else, and she hadn't seen the hotel finished. And we were down on the beach, and I was. She's like, I'm surprised people aren't out there practicing. I'm like, oh no, there's a gate. It's locked. They can't get out there. She's like, when did that happen? I'm like, well, when they rebuilt it. She's like, how do you know that? I'm like, oh, episode 30 of Alicia Unleashed. And then I ended up at the hotel, and they wouldn't let us out on the deck to have drinks. Because like, well, because it's Fiesta, and I was like, your reasoning is really odd because that's all you're going to say. Yeah, Sammo is out there. Everyone's out there. And she was like, well, you know.
The other half Glosser was out there.
Well, the thing is, like, I probably was because we didn't order food, which was fine, whatever. We got to sit at the bar. The bar was empty. Like,
really?
Empty, yes.
But their bars are awesome in there. So,
no, I mean, I heard Friday night it was packed, but there was still a walkable room. But for, Thursday night it was empty. We got to listen to a lot of the bartenders and waitresses that probably haven't learned to not say things in front of customers, but that's okay. Or guests, that's okay. They're still trying to figure it out. Some people are trying to figure out their stations and where they're actually supposed to deliver food. Because we had a thorough conversation with the waitress. No, we did not order food. Are you sure you didn't order food? I'm like, yes, I'm pretty confident I did not order food, but that's okay. You know, everyone works out their kinks. But I did Fiesta, but I did just the tip, and that counts.
And what does that mean?
I always thought it didn't count.
Well, what? The tip counts. The Fiesta tip counts, but not any other tip. The tip never counts on anything else but Fiesta. I did the outskirts of Fiesta, in a sense. So I go.
What do you mean? How do you do the outskirts? You went everywhere. Bridget, you were fucking queen.
I did not go to the Gloucester House.
She's queen of Fiesta.
She was queen the last three days. Not true at all. I was at Stone's three nights. So what up, Gary, Jamie, Alyssa, and all the crew.
Love Stone.
Yeah. They were all really nice to me. Except for Jamie throwing a blueberry. But that's all right. I got him back. So we were at Stone's, and then I was at the Beauport Hotel on Thursday, and then Friday I stayed at Stone's, and then Saturday I was on the beach.
Yeah, you watched the greasy pool.
I watched the greasy pool, then I went to the brewery.
And then you went to Mile Marker.
And then I went to Mile Marker, and then I went to Stone's.
And then you went on some adventures.
I went on some boats. I got on some boats. I'm on a boat, bitch.
Boats and hoes.
Yes. Went on some boats, peed on a boat. It was good. Sunday, when it was back on the beach.
We went to the Fiesta Parade.
We went to the Fiesta
Parade. We did the Fiesta Parade.
Nice.
Right here, because it's at the end of our driveway.
Oh, yeah, we tailgated. We sat in my yard and hydrated ourselves.
We didn't drink at all because people don't drink during Fiesta. Remember, it's not a big drunk fest. People over the age of 21 or between the ages of 18, 16, and 21 don't drink either. So remember, we drank water. And the six arrests had nothing to do with drinking.
They probably didn't.
They were probably drinking lots of water.
There was one
hair. They were hydrating and doing yoga. And then, like, you know, probably in the middle of the altar. And that's why. It was like probably a peace movement is the reason why they got arrested.
Maybe.
A sit-in.
I will say say that I wore like somewhat Fiesta whites on Sunday.
You did. You changed four times.
Whatever.
You kept changing into different whites.
You were Fiesta this year.
I told you that.
Just need an Italian boy next year and I'll be all set.
So, Christy, what'd you do? How did Gary survive his first Fiesta?
Gary survived his first Fiesta. I thought for sure Sunday he was going to bail out because we have to be up, ready, out the door by 11:30 to get to Grandma's, to get in the driveway so that we can watch the parade because the parade goes right by her house and she is the president of the Mother of Grace Club. And I've never missed a parade in my life, so I'm not going to miss one now because I would have just left his ass at home. So at 11 o'clock, I was like, you have to get up. I got you a coffee, a breakfast sandwich, go take a shower, and get ready.
Wait, wait. So he woke up at 11?
Well, we had a long night on Saturday night.
So did I, and I was up at 6 a.m.
You know, it's his first Fiesta.
Oh, it's fair. His first Fiesta.
He's a modern boy. Fair enough. You know, so...
Oh, wait, wait. Tell Alicia what he called it when I commented. And he said what he said.
He said Sunday night as he's laying on the couch dead. He's like, or in bed. He's like, I'm fiestified.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So we had a really good time Saturday.
That needs to be a shirt or a bumper sticker.
Next year. He's got to get the flag.
How do you feel about that, Joey? It has nothing to do with drinking. I'm fiestified.
And then Sunday when he tried to wear his jean shorts and a t-shirt, I was like, absolutely not. You're changing. That's not going to fly today.
But he's an outsider, so it's acceptable for us.
Yes. So.
I will say that when we were at the church watching everyone doing the blessings.
Interesting people.
There was some interesting uses of Fiesta whites. I Snapchatted one. I was like, huh? I'm like, I don't even understand how that works. You're wearing black gladiators all the way up to your knee and you're wearing a white tank top. I'm not sure that justifies Fiesta whites.
I saw some interesting Fiesta outfits this Fiesta. And I didn't even go to the Gloss House.
But, you know, I think it was actually a good thing I didn't end up at the Glosser House. I would have probably been dead on Sunday.
It would have been a glow ho.
And just to say, the Glosser House is a fine establishment.
It is.
We're not saying anything
wrong. Oh, it has nothing. And that also, they don't drink there either. There's nothing to do with that either.
Drinks are mighty strong. Nothing
to do with that either. They drink water. They do sit-ins. They're totally kumbaya. Totally. Yeah.
I almost thought about going to meeting you guys at Captain Carlos, but I had been hydrated since like 10:30 in the morning on Saturday. I was like, yeah, not going to do it.
It was actually not that bad Saturday afternoon there. And from there, we went to a house party, and that's what was.
Oh, a house party? Do they have water to sing Kumbaya? I met you. They did.
They have a pumpable tank that holds water.
Wow.
I love those
pumpable
tanks.
That's great. So props, as always, to the Good Morning Gloucester crew. For their updates and everything that has to do with Fiesta. I don't have to go because all I have to do is sit there and watch Good Morning Gloucester.
I've got
updates on the minute, to the minute, on the hour, all day, all night, and it's awesome.
I'm going to tell you, I was sitting on the beach and we couldn't hear who the walkers were. But I looked at Good Morning Gloucester. I was like, oh, it was Lenny. Lenny won.
They knew it was.
Oh, Kyle won. Congratulations, guys. Like, they were right there. I was like, oh, good.
As they always are.
I didn't hear it.
Yeah. And it's hard to hear down at the beach. It is really hard to hear. And I obviously know nothing about the SSO, but like I said, my family is part of it. But I don't think my cousin...
Tom Braglione?
Okay, so my cousin doesn't call it anymore, but my cousin Sam used to call
it. Yes, he did.
He did, which is the other Sam's cousin, too. But like, you know, of course, I know nothing about it because I don't know anything about the traditions, apparently. So, but yeah, that's what happened. All right, I've already been nice enough, right?
Yeah, you've been nice.
I have been nice. Not for nothing. I've been fucking
good. Not for nothing.
I've been very nice.
I'm going to put a penny in the jar.
I've been very, very nice.
Double negative.
Favorite summer drink? Anything to do with cucumber vodka? I'm a fan of. Crystal?
I don't know.
Don't even fucking say your pineapple mango tea.
No, I like the things that you got. The watermelon, what are they?
You like the, you like the things that taste like Zima.
True. What are they called? True? What are those truly called? Truly.
Truly.
Watermelon truly is,
and
my
it's called
thing.
A, it's called a spiked sparkling seltzer. Water.
Yeah.
Yeah, the spiked. Oh, it's different than the spiked seltzers?
Is it?
Yeah, so I don't particularly like the one that's called Spike Seltzer. Mm-hmm. That was the first one I tried, and it tasted too much like Zima to me. So I didn't like it. So then I saw these ones, and I love people who clearly have great marketing people.
Mm-hmm.
Because I got it because of the way it looked.
Mm.
And I'm looking for them to taste like Cleary Canadians.
They're not as sweet.
Right. And mm-hmm. So my sister said the watermelon one.
It's pretty good. It's not sweet, but it's really good.
Yeah, and I got a grapefruit one because I'm obsessed with grapefruit, but again, tastes like Zima.
Hmm.
Yeah. Do people remember Zima?
Of yes. course.
I mean, oh when I was 17, no, not at all.
No.
I never did that.
Guaranteed you never brought that to Fiesta.
It's funny, I feel like everyone I talked to had drank Zima when they were in high school.
It went from Zima to Mike's Hard.
Yeah, yeah.
Think about it. I think Zima came out before its time. Because I think it came out later in life.
Yeah.
Right. Like, seltzers are coming out now.
Oh, my God.
That's what it was. It's just Zima, yeah. And it's just not in the same bottle.
Yeah.
That's what it was. It was, that's what the Zima was yes. Spiked seltzer.
Yeah.
But no
or malt beverage, and that's what the spiked seltzer actually says on their can, is malt beverage.
Really?
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. So, and then every time I taste it, I'm like, this tastes like Zima. But anything with cucumber vodka, what about you?
So, I'm kind of a vodka snob, which is probably why you've seen me at Stone so many times, because I enjoy Cold River Blueberry Vodka.
Oh, when Jamie makes
yes.
the blueberry
so,
lemonades.
If anybody's asking, they only, I'm wondering, they only have it at Cruiseport, well, Seaport, and Stone's in town. That's the only place you can actually get Cold River Blueberry Vodka.
That's cool.
It's so good.
It is sold now at the Liquor Locker, thanks to my best friend's husband, Mike, who talked to Chris O'Brien, and they now stock it.
That's great.
Yes.
It's very good.
It's so good.
It's like cool. It's like blueberries in your mouth.
Yeah. It's not got that sweet, weird taste.
What's the company's name?
Cold River.
Cold River, okay.
It's made in Maine.
Cool.
And the reason I know that is because my best friend and Mike went to a wedding, and the bride's family owns the distillery, so they had it, and Melissa came back, she was like, you're gonna love it. And since then, it's like my one drink.
The Melissa Joseph?
Melissa Winchester. Now Francis. Oh, there's so many Melissas.
I know. So many Melissas. What about you?
21st Amendment's Hell or High Watermelon.
I
just had it this weekend.
Yeah.
I loved it. It's a wheat beer.
Yeah, it's
awesome.
A wheat beer from San Francisco.
Yeah.
And they actually have it on tap at the hotel.
Do they?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. And I know that Minglewood had it for a while, and sometimes they run out of it, but they also sell it in cans, mm-hmm. and they sell it at the Liquor Locker, which I was very excited about.
See,
because that will be my summer drink.
Cool.
Because that's what I used
out west. We just got to give it a second at the hotel after the third and the fourth and then go back, because
mm-hmm. yeah.
it's going to totally die down, which is going to be awesome. And, yeah, it's going to be great.
If they have that beer at the Beauport, I bet you they have it at Seaport. Because, not to sound crazy, but, like, I saw a picture of the Beauport, and I saw my vodka there. So I take it back. The Beauport has Cold River, because they're owned by the same company.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So,
mm-hmm.
I'm very excited.
Yeah, and what do you drink it with, just lemonade?
I do, in the summer, I do lemonade, but usually I do soda and cream.
Soda and cream with that blueberry
mm-hmm.
stuff.
Yeah.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Yeah.
That sounds really good. And a lime?
And a lime.
Yeah. What if they did muddled blueberries?
Actually, my best friend's husband has done that for us. This is
yes.
so good.
Awesome.
I'm a good blueberry fan.
So besides of, like, okay, so Gloucester, we celebrate everything on the 3rd. So 3rd and 4th traditions, like, what do you do on the 3rd and what do you do on the 4th? Is it separate? Crystal, you still come here.
Yep, I come here and I do the parade and then fireworks, and on the 4th we just grill.
So do you stay for the fireworks on the 3rd? You're going to stay
this year?
I usually
do, but not this year.
Yeah,
I'm going to go back because I'm already here for the weekend. So I'm going to go back.
You say the weekend. You're here for like a day and a half. You're here from Saturday
morning to Sunday night.
You're coming down
like
here
Saturday.
On Saturday morning?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you're here. Then why aren't you going to Uncle Max's on Sunday with us?
I don't know. I guess I could.
We could tell Uncle Max we could make it a family affair.
That'd be cool. Yeah, I'm. The thing is, I'm already driving.
Oh,
2 hours back home.
Yeah, all right, I get it.
I don't want to do 4 hours in one day.
Or you could drive in with us because I'm gonna have Talia and Tyler.
Maybe.
Little Matthew can sit in the back seat.
Maybe we'll do that. Maybe.
Yeah. And then you go where on the 4th?
Home. I'm gonna go home. Matt has a day off.
And then do you guys?
Oh,
do
so on the 4th I grill. But I think
just you guys.
Boat. Yeah. Probably go out on the boat.
Well, whose boat?
Jake's boat.
Oh.
Just the family.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They don't do, like,
just the tip.
Fireworks?
Just the tip. and then we are doing, I'm buying fireworks tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, because in New Hampshire it's legal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we'll buy, I'm buying fireworks tomorrow on the way home, and then we'll do fireworks on the 4th. But I'm very afraid of home fireworks. I don't like them.
I would be, too, because you live in a forest, and that would be scary, because you live in a forest.
Forest.
You live in the middle of the woods, literally.
She lives in the sticks.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally.
Well, it's New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Yeah. She lives in an unmarked road.
Across from the Hannaford's
marked. It's
with
marked.
No street lights.
I have no street lights, but it's marked.
Of course she doesn't. It doesn't even come up.
College, New Hampshire.
It doesn't even
you
come up.
Street lights?
It
like,
doesn't even come
you
up.
You don't?
On the GPS.
Oh.
Oh, no.
That's how bad it is.
Does Blair Witch live near you?
Yeah, oh, I don't know. I'm really not that in the boonies.
Yeah,
right down the street from Hannaford.
Yeah. Sam talked about that on episode 30. How
she did.
She was up there and she ran into you and she was like, it was so random.
She did?
Yeah.
And she ran into me.
You called her out and was like.
I think it was years ago, though.
Oh. She didn't give a point of reference, but
yeah,
she talked
about
Hannaford.
Maybe it wasn't her.
But...
Maybe it was somebody else. Because there's actually a couple
No,
because
you were like, yes, that's my sister. She lives right down the street from it.
Oh, so she was talking about
Do you not remember episode 30 either? Were you drunk? I mean, hydrated?
I'm always hydrated.
Yeah, I bet.
So, Christy, what do you do? Third, fourth, what's your deal?
Third, we do the parade. My parents live right there. So, like, my neighbors will have, like, a barbecue. Or my best friend's family has a barbecue all on the parade route. So we can walk back and forth, which is great. And fourth, we just actually, my mom will have us over, or if it's a beach day, we'll just go to the beach.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
On the fourth?
On the fourth.
And, like, Gloucester beaches, like, are they really packed on the fourth? Like, how is that? Because, you know, every other city does all their stuff on the fourth. So, I've never, you know, this year, pretty much, I have nothing to do. Because we transitioned my children. I have them on the third, and then I don't have them on the fourth. And the 4th has always been a day that Chris and I have always struggled with because his family will have a cookout and we don't usually participate. And then my kids are off doing their own thing. So we usually have nothing to do. And usually we'll go to the Rudder, we'll go to the studio, mm-hmm. we'll usually go out to eat. But there's nothing because we already did everything on the 3rd, you know. So this 4th is definitely going to be a little different for me. I feel like it's like going to be like a lonely holiday because, I don't know. Do you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. And I feel like
around here, we do everything on
everything
the 3rd.
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
It's probably a Criminal Minds.
I think Rockport does stuff on the 4th. But other than that,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They have the
Don't
bonfire.
They do the bonfire?
They do the
yeah,
bonfire.
Didn't we have
Rockport
that conversation last night?
Yeah, Rockport has a huge 4th. And a lot of people from Gloucester and will go over to Rockport for the 4th because there's...
I think we're going. Because
really?
Our friends live there and are having like a cookout and stuff. But
if you can get the parking over there, if you know someone... Then that's fine. Because
they have a parade too, right? They have the parade
yeah.
and then they do the bonfire.
Yep, on the
4th. Which I haven't done the bonfire since I was like 5.
Mm. I think on the 4th they do that.
Bay Bridge.
I used to go to Boston with my family and watch the concert. Like, we would get up at the crack of dawn.
I've done it.
That's
and
cool.
we've done it since, let's see, 1990. I've been doing it since 1995. And we've always been front and to the left and always been interviewed by every news station.
Really?
The newscasters were always standing on our tents, sitting in our chairs.
Do you know who's this year?
Yeah, Demi Lovato, Nick Jonas, and Little Big Town are going to be.
Really?
I would go just for Little Big Town.
Yeah.
What are you doing on the 4th?
I am not entirely sure. I'm hoping I'm not hydrated or overly hydrated. I'll say that.
On the 3rd?
On the 3rd.
This is like the summer of Bridget.
She asked me why I haven't gone on the Tinder yet, and I'm like, I'm busy. Like, summer is like a... Like, I like to not schedule things or schedule things. And I'm like, that just seems exhausting to me. And I'm like, I'm busy. I don't know. Trust me, after this holiday... Oh, no, I lied. There's going to be more stuff. Never mind. But yeah.
I would love to know.
So I used to... The one time after I moved away and I was in San Francisco, I found out... Oh, I was living in Oakland. Found out that Aerosmith or Steven Tyler and Joe Perry were performing. I got on a flight that night.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I bargained my way. Like, I almost owe a kidney to one of my former coworkers at JetBlue. I got on a plane that night, flew in, red eye, got up, met my family at the hotel because they were staying at the Ritz, which, you know, swanky. And then I camped out with them all day, watched show,
get up.
Got, like, passed out for 3 hours, got back to the airport, and flew back to Oakland.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That was it. Like, I've seen the Pointer Sisters, Cyndi Lauper. I've seen a whole, like, I've been doing it since 1995, and then when I moved away in 2004, I didn't do it. And then when Steve Perry came, I was like, 2007, I'm like, oh, I'm in. Let's do this. And so I haven't really been excited, but I finally found out who the performers were today, and I was like, all right, Boston.
I would want to see Little Big Town.
Me too.
I don't really care about that.
Yeah, I mean, I could, you know, give or take.
But the thing is, like, a lot of people try to get to the Esplanade, and they want to get in the main and see them. But even if you're along the river, I mean, they've done such a great job.
Yeah.
And they've got big screens now to project it.
Yeah, exactly.
So they've done phenomenal. I mean, to see it from when we did it,
yeah,
where you could actually get dropped off on a van and literally line up on the Esplanade, to now having to go through all the security.
Right.
I mean, my family...
So then, do they do that anymore, your family?
Oh, yeah. They still do it. The kids, the Gallagher kids, don't, because they're all, like... old now. They'll show up, they'll stay at the hotel, and they'll be like, oh, we'll show up for the concert. That's what the parents used to do to us. They used to make us run and get the spots. And we would also have to camp overnight. I mean, they got fucking plans and graphs and maps. They know everybody.
Wow.
Like, it's a force. So it's nice to watch it on TV and be like, ha, I know you. Hey, look, there's my cousin. Oh, look, there's my aunt. You know,
yeah,
it's interesting.
That's
but,
cool.
That's
cool.
You know.
I've been on the Esplanade. I have gone for a couple of 4th of Julys. And it is really cool. But it's just the crowds of people. But it is so cool. And there's so many people. And yeah. I love how you keep busy, Bridget. That's probably one of my favorite things about you.
I'm actually going to be starting doing paddle boarding with Cape Ann Sup on Thursday night.
With Christina?
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm just like, you know.
Look at you. You were just getting into it.
Summer Bridget. Being
Summer Bridget.
So,
you know?
I am. Trying to experience this town in new eyes, new set of eyes.
Yeah.
Trying to give it all it's got.
I wish I could do that.
Even the people. I'm being very, very open about the people.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's like, I don't know. Like, I have been... I'm trying to be open. Like, I have two kids,
mm-hmm,
and, you know, we share custody, and it's like, I don't know how to, on my off time, to fill that. Like, I'm still trying to figure out,
well, this
like,
is still
my,
a new transition for mm-hmm you.
Yeah, very new.
Paddleboarding.
I did paddleboarding a couple of years ago, actually, in Manchester. So I'm still trying to figure out, like, how to fill my time. Obviously, I should be working out every day. There's really no reason for that. And obviously,
yeah,
I should get back into that.
Who wants to do that?
But it's, like, it's really hard. Like, it's a really hard, like, different, you know, I have to refocus and refine myself and redo all these stupid-ass things that life has to fucking give me. Fucking stupid. I'm gonna fucking say. But you know what? At the end of the day, I got a face. That's all that matters.
You got a face?
I got a face.
Oh my god, I'm so glad you got a face. Because face is important.
That's all I gotta say. I got a face.
Face
so
is
as long
important
as I have a face, life will see me through. Thank god.
I mean, I could give you some options of what you could do to pass the time, but you know.
I keep hydrated.
That's good.
Keep hydrated.
That's good.
I have a face.
Hydrated is important during the summer, you know? But it's warm.
So, you know, as a, Bridget, what is this? Are we as a society today too sensitive? Of course! Everyone is fucking so PC! Have you not heard everybody fucking saying, oh my god, Alicia, why do you say this? Why do you talk about this? Of course the society is so fucking PC nowadays. Are you kidding me? I can't even say anything about anything without people... Christy, what do you think?
I agree with you. And it's kind of scary, like, how bad it's gotten over, like, a small amount of time.
Like, what have you seen that's just so small? And you're like, are you serious right now?
What do you mean?
Like, anything. Like, people getting sensitive over...
Oh, yeah. I mean, small... Like, I think the evolution of social media has not helped at all.
Oh, it's been gross.
I think that children are growing up with so much technology that they forget that, I mean, we're all pretty much the same age. We had to go outside and play, even if we didn't want to. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Even if we didn't like those neighborhood kids.
Yes. I mean, you had to do it. Like, there was no, like, no, you're not going to sit in front of the TV. You're going to, I mean, yeah, I watched The Muppets and Fraggle Rock, but, I mean.
I love Fraggle Rock.
But nowadays, it's like, kids, they're too coddled. Like, no one can lose. Everybody has to win.
Oh,
you can't use a red pen. Yeah. You know what I mean? I can't stand
I pay for my kid to play, so my kids need to play.
It's ridiculous. And it's scary that that's because it's just they're growing into it's going to be like
and it's the parents that are doing it. The parents are in the enablers and the parents are raising their kids to be that way and it starts with the parents. It's always the parents' fault. The kids don't know any better. It's what if their parents teach them. Crystal, you're in a perfect example right now. You have a four-year-old that you're trying to mold.
Yes.
And your four-year-old is doing like, is like being like, you know.
Jeffrey Dahmer?
Yeah.
Just kidding. Kidding.
No.
Kidding.
He's being bad at preschool because he's following the older kids.
Yeah. Oh.
And you have to teach them, and they say everything you teach before 5 years old.
Mm-hmm. So it's important. It's important. You gotta teach your kids and talk to them every day and communicate. It's true. If you don't communicate with your kids, it's never gonna work.
And you're very strict with Matthew.
Yeah, I am. I am strict with him.
Yeah, he's very smart 4-year-old too.
He's very smart.
That's the fucked up thing.
Yeah.
Is that he is so incredibly smart and when he speaks.
When I think she's not gonna do it.
He is so smart and when you hear him speak, you're like, you're seriously 4 years old. Like he is incredibly smart.
Yeah.
So he understands what you're saying.
Yes. He knows exactly what you're saying. At 4 years old, you should know what you're
saying.
And
he still has you as a parent and still defies you.
Yeah, well that's what toddlers do. They test you and they defy you. You know, they sit crisscross applesauce instead of Indian style anymore. We can't say Indian style anymore.
You can't?
No, it's crisscross applesauce.
Mm-hmm.
You can't say, yeah, there's no Indian style. We can't do that. But that's what the schools do.
You can't say Indian style?
No, you don't say Indian style.
When I worked at camp, you couldn't hug. There was a year when we couldn't hug the kids anymore. And so when a little kid, like a little 4-year-old, would run up to you with his arms open, you'd be like, high five, no hugs, high five. And you literally face palm the kid because high fives, no hugs. Because you didn't want anyone to be like,
so sad.
I mean,
as you're getting a forehead slap, like,
bam. I mean, I missed a few, sorry. You know, I underestimated how tall they were.
They're as tall as you, Bridget.
Yeah, I know. So I just stick my hand out like a battering ram. High five! That's why I don't work at camp anymore. I have a real job. I'm an adult. No, the camp was a real job too. I feel like people are I think we are overly sensitive. Like when it comes to children in like the no Indian style, like that's a little like, okay, really?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with the Washington Redskins. It's like, are we serious?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But
are they changing their name?
They're being forced to.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yes.
Like the Florida State Seminoles as well.
Yeah. It's all of that. Like they're all and I feel like you know, I've voiced my sensitivity recently, shocker, in regards to the We Sell Ammo sign that we have here in Gloucester.
That caused a big uproar. So basically, just days after the Orlando shooting, there is a business in Gloucester that put up in lights, not even like the lights we sell ammo, which I'm guessing you would only see in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Or Maine or Vermont. I'm not stereotyping. I'm talking.
I only laugh because I used to live in New Hampshire, by the way.
just talking about the states that have heavier, hunting. You know, unless you're going to go shoot the fish with the gun. Those are for lazy motherfuckers that don't want to get on a boat. So
that doesn't happen here.
So there is a sign at a business that says we sell ammo.
Yeah, no. I thought you were talking about shooting fish with a gun. I'm like,
oh, Crystal,
that's my argument.
That's
so,
the whole funny. Okay,
there are hunters here. They do hunt deer.
Yeah,
and stuff.
But
where
do we have deer around here?
Are you kidding me? I almost died from a deer yesterday listening to Miley Cyrus in Ipswich.
There's tons
of
deer.
I see more deer here. Magnolia is pretty crazy.
Essex.
Hesperus Ave has
yeah.
all
Oh,
is.
So we're heavy hunters over there in Magnolia and Hesperus Ave. We got lots of hunters in Orange over there.
Why do you think those cars line up on the woods? They ain't just parked there to have a great old time.
But we don't need a place that...
Oh, yeah, that's different. Like, I feel like that's, like...
Yeah.
I feel like hunting is, like, it's a sport and whatever. I just don't know where the we sell ammo sign next to we also sharpen your lawnmower or knives. I mean, if you look at the stores, I mean,
right.
it says, like,
right.
we sharpen knives, we
right.
sell lawnmowers,
right.
we also sell camo.
Right.
I mean, ammo.
So
not
it's
camo.
Pretty much a serial killer.
With Jason from Friday the 13th. He's been walking out of Domino's going to get some ammo. Like...
So,
serial killer.
I mean,
seriously,
this is the most fucked up part of the podcast, and we're gonna be like, Joey, why the fuck do you have this girl on here?
He's so leather-based, too.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Well, so, thank God I have the half-ass disclaimer. That's all I'm going to say.
So, I read the article, and apparently this business has had...
It was an article?
Yeah, in the newspaper.
Oh, I don't read the newspaper.
Yeah, it was, like, huge criticism about it and stuff like that. And
our very own Ward 2 counselor.
The business owner has had the license and has had been able to sell ammo for the longest time and had the sign made up. You know, for a while and never put it up.
So
and
decided
then,
2 days after the biggest
so
shooting in U.S. history
that,
to put it up.
That is where the criticism happened. Now, I am a huge, like, I was not expecting that in Gloucester. I was not, like, even, like, you know, the North Shore area, it's like, you wouldn't expect that. You would expect bait and tackle as a sign versus we sell ammo. It's like, oh, okay. I lived in Oakland for 4 years. I never saw a we sell ammo sign. Because you know what? A lot of those guns were illegal. And they knew where to get their ammo if they needed it.
Because they got their illegal guns.
Yep. International Boulevard. It's where you get your prostitutes, too. Bam! So...
But yeah, prostitutes in between the Dunkin' Donuts. I mean, the...
Burger King in the Chinese restaurant. Trust me. They daywalkers. You're like, oh my God. Oh, you do exist. Yes. I worked in a very scary business, and I paid the price for it. I had to work from home for 6 months because I had a gun pointed at my head, and I watched my coworker get pistol whipped, and I thought I was going to die. So it's like,
evidently, this was not the camp job.
This was not the camp job. No,
no.
But I was shocked. So someone had posted about it, and I was like, yeah, I'm shocked by that sign. I'm not going to turn around and, like, complain, but it was still, like, a shock to me. And then there were people like, oh, boo-hoo, everyone's too sensitive, you know, like, go somewhere else. It's like, okay, but still, you got to respect the fact that it is concerning to people. I mean, I was concerned. It's like, because you never know what fucking nut job in this town is going to go in there and start, like...
Obviously, our number one serial killer, because we can sharpen knives and get ammo.
Well, you know, I mean, it hasn't been a problem. Great. You know, we have hunters. They know where the thing is. I think people overall were just overly sensitive because the timing just didn't line up right.
Right.
You know, so, you know, I get it. You have a business. You need to continue your business. That's fine. That's where I draw, like, that's where I became sensitive about it.
Right.
I was like, what? All of a sudden, Gloucester became, like, you know, it's gonna mow over.
Anything, like, get it? ESPN's body issue fit Vince Wilfork, which, by the way, was so funny. Too bad we didn't talk about this last time because it's Sam's absolute favorite Patriots guy ever.
Mine too.
Funny, right? Yeah. So what's going on with that?
So the Sports Illustrated body issue comes out once a year, and they have 10 male athletes and 9 female athletes naked. And they're in poses, either doing their sport. Mm-hmm. And Vince Wilfork.
He was naked?
Yeah, he's going to be naked.
What?
Yeah, Dwayne really? Wade, Greg Louganis.
Can we get this? Can we get this?
Yeah, we can talk about it.
We need to.
When it gets
what
out.
What needs to happen?
But the problem, like, I was on the treadmill and I was watching ESPN because I'm a girl and I do that. And I don't wear pink. One of the sportscasters was like, and Vince Wilfork's gonna be in the body issue, and was like, hi. And he was like, oh, make sure they get a big wide angle for him. I'm like, that's fucked up. Like, that's male body.
Wait, was this ESPN that said it?
Yeah, it was one of the new sportscasters that was talking about it. And it's like, that's man shaming. That's not even right. Like, I'm sure the photographers know what they're doing. But it's like, you wouldn't say that about Dwayne Wade.
Right.
Be like, make sure you get a skinny view for that guy, you know, or something like that. It's like, just because he's a big dude, I mean, he's 375 pounds.
Oh, I love big dudes.
Like, of course.
Let me just tell you, I love big dudes.
But I don't
love
know.
Them.
I don't even know that the disclaimer will help my comments.
Love that.
But I don't understand, why they're making such a big deal of it, because Prince Fielder was in the body issue a few years ago.
Because it's ESPN and they hate the New England Patriots. Even though Vince Wilfork does not play for the New England Patriots any longer. But,
no.
Right.
Yeah.
Just, and it's ESPN. Like, I hate ESPN.
Yeah, I mean,
they hate her.
Bigger the better.
That's why, like, I agree.
Yeah.
Vince is awesome. Like, he's my bestie. Vince is awesome. Sadie's not with us any longer.
I am too. Because now I still wear my Wilfork t-shirt.
And with insecure males and the double standard.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do you mean? Like, give me an example.
You know, if you don't text a guy right away.
Oh,
are you
wow,
mad?
That's a shame. Am I getting something on Vince?
No. Like, I mean, you know, they could be insecure. You never know. Just because he's a big dude doesn't mean he's not insecure about shit.
Right.
Like, we've talked about this before with the males that have, like, male anorexia and all that stuff.
Right,
and
right.
Body shaming.
Yeah.
I think guys in general are insecure, but they just don't talk about it like women do.
Right.
Unless they're texting.
Guys are very emotional.
Unless they're texting.
Because they can hide behind it.
That's true.
Right.
And be an emotional. What are you eating over here?
What's that?
Cookies.
Just like Tyler, just finding food everywhere.
That is like Tyler. You just had some coffee ice cream.
Doesn't mean anything.
She's on vacation. Leave her alone.
She's on her day vacation like she is every week, right?
Yeah.
Through texting, I think it makes it much easier for guys to come across as insecure or emotional through text. Yeah, I have a couple guy friends that are like that. I'm not going to name names or anything. I'm just not going to.
Nope, don't do it. Don't do it.
I do. I'm like, you know. I could be such
the
a
ones
chick.
when they become like bugaboos, like, why aren't you texting me back? What did I say something wrong? Did I do this? It's like, I'm fucking working.
Right.
I used to have a boss that, why didn't you answer your phone? Because I was in the bathroom. Oh, okay. And then it got to the point, well, you should still bring your phone with you. So then when you'd be like, why didn't you answer your phone? I'm like, I'm shitting. And that stops it right there.
Right.
Like, I had someone the other day, he messaged me and he's like, oh, I survived Fiesta. I was like, I looked at it. I was like, all right, great. And I went back to doing my job. And he's like, are you okay? What's wrong? you're not responding. I'm like, dude, it's Monday and it's 8 a.m. I'm working.
And you didn't pose a question on the text.
Yeah. And like, I thought you made a comment and a statement. What do you want me to do? Slow clap for you? Like, okay, I will get back to you. And I'm like, dude, you've never been like this hypey about me not responding. He's like, I just want to make sure you're okay. Usually you respond real fast. I'm like, yeah, because that's when I'm not working. That's why.
Right.
But I've had people that, like, or I've had guys that will text and, like, hello? Hello? I'm like, oh, my God, yo.
Yeah. Like, seriously.
Relax.
Yeah.
I'm getting there.
Slow your roll.
And have some dip. It's like, seriously.
Slow your roll. Mm. Dipping in some
but then
sauce.
Again, but then again, if it was the other way around and if it was us doing that,
I'd be like, oh,
bitches be crazy. Bitches be crazy. All they do is text me all day. They don't give me any room. Bitches be crazy. It's like, you know, I lived with five guys and they kind of trained
burgers
me.
Burgers and fries?
No. We never had burgers and fries in our house. We had like Little Caesars and Taco Bell. But they kind of trained me on the whole, like, when you're with somebody, like, if you're done with a date, you give it, like, that, not necessarily that 3 days, but you give yourself that personal space.
Oh, wait, Chrissy's got something to say.
Legit.
Chrissy's got something to say.
Listen.
That's the game. You play right into it. You can't do that.
Nope.
I hate that. Like, if you go on a really good date, you should be able to just say, like, hey, I had a great time. I'm home safe. Thanks.
No,
or,
that's fine.
Or, but you should be like, I'm going to see. No, if you want to text him, you text him. If you don't hear from him, fine. I'm not going to text you again. But I wouldn't want to wait for 3 days.
No. This was pre-social media and texting, by the way. This was back when you had to still
pay for texting. Oh, well, calling's a little different.
Yeah. Yeah. So what it was over the years, I've obviously learned some of my tricks and some of their tricks. And,
tricks
you know, you text them like, hey, made home safe. Or if the date goes like most of mine, where we don't respond afterwards, or like, tell me when you get home. I'm like, all right, no.
Don't you love that new commercial? Okay, this is the way I wish real life really was. The commercial that's out, the guy and the girl, the guy walks the girl to the cab. And he says, so, do you want me to pretend to text you like we're going to see each other next time? She's like, yeah. You guys don't know what I'm talking about.
This is Match.com.
I feel like I have seen it. No, it's not. Oh my God, you guys, you probably have DVR and you just go through commercials?
Yeah.
Am I the only one that, like,
watches live television?
DVR?
Yes.
No,
seriously, yeah.
So the guy and the girl, and the girl's like, yeah, that's cool, pretend to like me and I'll pretend to want to go out with you again. And they're talking and they're in their real mind as when they're as they're texting. He's like, so you know what's really gonna happen? I'm really not gonna call you again. She's like, that's cool because I don't care if you do. And that was the whole, like, it was the best commercial ever. And I'm like, oh my God, this is awesome. Like, they basically were speaking obviously the commercial was speaking their mind rather than ghosting.
Oh, ghosting. Oh, Casper, the not-so-friendly ghost.
Yeah, I just think ghosting is probably the stupidest motherfucking thing alive.
What is it?
Ghosting? Yeah. Oh, so let's tell the married chick
when
here.
When you go ghost, like, all of a sudden, like,
you don't respond back ever.
Like you're talking to a guy and all of a sudden he's, like, nowhere. So after,
she
like,
she's like, what?
You talk to your best friend and she's like, well, this is horrible, I'm sorry, but you're like, yeah, he's dead. May he rest in peace, and you move on because you're never gonna hear from him again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So, like, you'll all of a sudden be talking to somebody if they're not into you, rather than them telling you they're not into you, they just stop responding to you.
Hmm.
That's called ghosting. They disappeared, right, Casper? Yeah.
And Wendy.
Because
you know, there's some of us that might be Wendy's.
You know what? I was just about to say, Bridget, that I feel that ghosting is extremely immature, and it's a cop-out, Bridget.
How do you say something like that?
It is.
Oh,
it's extremely immature. No, I don't fucking ghost. I do not. I have respect for people. If I'm texting someone and I'm getting to know that person, even if it's been a couple weeks or whatever it is, I'm not going to all of a sudden not give them an explanation or not tell them my thought or not tell them what's going on. I think that's very disrespectful.
Side note, When you exchange text messages, it's just like, hi, how are you? Good, how are you? You've never exchanged personal stories, personal information whatsoever. And that person continues to text you over and over again.
They're texting you if all you said is
they're just like, hi. Hi, Bridget? Question mark. Are you alive? Hello? Hello? Hey, how was your day? My day was great. I'm like, seriously? I messaged you once.
Okay, so maybe they're crazy.
Oh, thank you.
That's different. That's different. I'm talking about after going on a date or two, talking about after talking to the person, the getting to know this person, and all of a sudden they just like decide to not. Okay, so I have a rule.
Okay. Just she goes up, 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 drop.
Here's my rule. What is my rule?
What's the rule?
The minute I feel like I start to put more communication in than that person, and all of a sudden I feel like the communication's dropped, by the time I will stop, I will dwindle the communication, first of all. But what will happen is by like the first and second, like by the first, like if I give like a text, and they don't respond back.
You text me and like, why didn't they respond back?
Right, I don't do it. I'm not gonna say the next day. I'm not gonna do the second text. I'm not gonna go the next day.
I agree, I think that's a great rule.
And be like, how are you, blah, blah, blah. No, because guess what? I'm the last one to text you. And not for nothing.
Not for nothing.
A conversation goes two ways. If I say hi, you say hi, how are you? And I say good, how are you? And it goes back and forth. And the minute that stops, not worth my time. Here's what I love. You know what the best thing is? People who follow you on Snapchat, right? And they'll watch every single one of your Snapchats, but they've ghosted on you on the other side on texting.
Oh.
Isn't that great?
Wait, you're friends with them on Snapchat?
I have two of them.
What?
Two of them currently.
How does that even happen?
They'll watch everything that I do on Snapchat.
Could even like see this,
but they won't even text me on the other side.
You know what I don't like about Snapchat?
Which I think is fucking hilarious.
Can't block people from certain people from seeing stuff.
Yes, you can.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can block. You can block Snapchat.
That's good.
You can block people. All
right.
And I don't. I think it's hilarious, so I don't block these people. But I can see that they watch everything I do.
But, like, how long ago did you communicate with them that they dropped off, but yet they're still watching?
A month ago.
But, you know, if they also skip the story, too, they still consider
they
watched.
Still clicked it on me. They still clicked on me. Welcome to Snapchat. Yeah. You can ghost on the other side, but you can still watch the Snapchat, which I think is hilarious.
I'm so glad anyone that was ever interested in me is not following my Snapchat, because they'll be like, oh, this bitch is going to be single forever. That's right, I got a new Gonzalo block poster. I bought it at Savers last week.
I need a Snapchat tutorial. I don't even know if I'm doing it right
now. Oh, well, we will work on that.
Are we
for
not
you,
friends
ma'am.
On Snapchat?
I don't know. I'm new.
She friends with me. She probably just watches myself and be like, that bitch is crazy.
Yes, be great.
But you know what? She knew that because of Aaron Hernandez.
Right, we go back full circle every time.
On my time hop, it says, I don't know about you, but Aaron Hernandez, hot as jailbird. that was yesterday's time hop.
Well, it's funny because they just talked about it in the news.
3 years ago. Yep, because I will say that on my time hop today, there's a post that I wrote was like, woohoo! Went to a Fiesta Garage party, now home watching Princess Diaries with my niece. 2 hours later, ambulance and fire department was breaking into my house because my mother called 911 because her diaphragm paralyzed and I didn't know it because I was passed the fuck out from jet lag and hydrating.
We hydrate a lot here.
We do. See? Christy and I got our hydration.
I'm so excited that we hydrate.
Crystal's got her hydrations.
I do too.
We did good.
So we're at 53 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah, we made it. 53 minutes. And I didn't say anything so offensive that we had to stop and edit this, which is awesome.
Thank God, because I did not bring my computer over today. And as your executive producer, I was like, you went on a rant. I'm like, damn it, I knew I should have brought the spray bottle. I knew it.
Spray bottle.
A minute.
She's like, do I have to spray you?
I even wrote, be nice, Alicia, right there. So also congratulations to, you know, the Gloucester Police Department for, you know, only having those 6 arrests. Good job, guys.
I'll keep my mouth shut though. Yes, you know.
And also to Michael Sanfilippo, Lenny Terramina, and Kyle Berry for the Grease Pole winners. Good job, boys.
Yeah.
Give up.
That's loud.
That's a coach clap right there. Because I was a cheerleading coach.
You know what? And I didn't even lose my shit where it was going to be so loud. I kept it calm because you told me to.
You got a little. You got
I did, but not like I usually do.
No, that's true. That is true.
I did not yell.
You did an excellent job.
I did.
Excellent.
I did a very good job today.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I did.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. Okay. But do you need, are you that, like,
do you
need,
insecure?
Do you need to text me right now and be like, are you mad? Are you mad? Are you mad at me?
Are you sure?
Are
did
you
I
sure?
really do a good job? Are you sure?
Do you need a participation a ribbon for
yes.
like this?
Can it be blue? And I want to say number one, bitch.
Well, you know.
So
I'm out of ribbons today.
So in the honor of going to be July 4th in a few days and the best Star Spangled Banner ever sang.
Am I going full out or are you going to make me cut it?
Whatever you want to do, just do it, bitch.
Because they're going to stop listening after I start playing it anyway.
They probably stop listening after my fucking half-ass disclaimer.
Wait, there's more than five of us going to listen to this? Amazing. All
oh
right,
my God,
ready?
Don't we have closet listeners?
Yeah. Secret listeners, yeah.
Secret, not closet. Okay.
Being sensitive.
We're being politically correct here. We're here on Alicia Unleashed. All about being politically correct. My half-ass disclaimer. Thank you for listening. If you did all the way to episode 31, bitches. Bye.
Oh,
well, that would be Bridget not being able to.